Residents of the Montana town of Lincoln are working to create a new economic development plan that adds recreational opportunities and wilderness while also preventing wildfire. It has been a long and delicate balancing act, but people involved in the issues say they've come up with a successful proposal. Lincoln is a sliver of privately owned property nestled between huge swaths of public lands along the Continental Divide. It came of age during the 1800s gold mining era. When the gold panned out, Lincoln shifted to logging. Now, with that practice limited, the town has developed a new plan for its viability. Bill Sear has lived in Lincoln for most of his life and says the Lincoln Prosperity Proposal is the next step toward economic success, while also creating a new wilderness area and preventing catastrophic wildfires. It also allows some logging and adds trails for motorized vehicles, mountain bikers, and hikers, all of which appeal to recreation enthusiasts who come from Great Falls, Helena, and Missoula.
A lot of those people living in those larger communities commute to Lincoln on the weekends to hunt, to fish, to camp, to go hiking, to go motorbiking or four-wheeling or whatever their form of recreation is.
Sears says this proposal will keep visitors coming to Lincoln and serve as an economic development tool, but it'll take an act of Congress to make it a reality. Sears says the group is asking Montana Senator Steve Daines to introduce the Lincoln Prosperity Proposal in Washington next year. Montana Trail Vehicle Riders Association President Russ Enos is pleased with how much recreation area is added, especially in light of Montana's shifting economic landscape.
Snowmobiling, ATVing, side-by-side riding are becoming much more important to the economy of Lincoln and also for the quality of life of the local people who ride there.
Enos adds that even though the plan calls for adding wilderness area, it does not close any trails and in fact makes more of them available for motorized vehicle riders. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.